join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Later in the show, you'll meet principals of a wonderful new service to attorneys, Jury Impact. But first, we're joined by the co-stars of Musical Theater West's forthcoming production of Ragtime, Victoria Strong and Eric Anderson. And welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Victoria, you've been on the stage at Musical Theater West before, and it's an exciting venue for Long Beach, and they do wonderful work. And you are coming now to co-star in Ragtime. And you've been in the show before. Tell us a little bit about Ragtime.
Well, it's basically a wonderful piece of theater written turn of the century, taking place roughly 1906. And
back in New York.
Back in New York. And it's kind of a fictitious tale with actual people that existed in it, like Henry Ford, Emma Goldman, Booker T. Washington. And it's about, you know, the injustices and about survival and about immigrants and freedoms and rights. And it's hard to describe in a sentence, but it's a beautiful, beautiful show.
And Eric, you play one of the principals of the immigrant families.
Correct, correct. I play an immigrant that comes over from Latvia with his daughter to make a better life for themselves in America. And it's about the hardships and trials and tribulations that he goes through in order to eventually have some success.
And in the course of the show, you meet Victoria's character.
In the course of the show, the three stories eventually become one, and don't want to give too much away. But
the third story is about a black family.
Correct.
Now, this is your first appearance on Musical Theater West stage, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited about it. I've seen quite a few shows at Musical Theater West, and I've always loved the venue, and I'm really privileged to be able to be a part of this company.
Victoria, you've been in so many musical productions of fame, Guys and Dolls, Phantom, Kiss Me, Kate, Carousel, Hello, Dolly, you know, the standards of Americana.
Yes.
What's it like getting up there and belting out tunes in front of thousands of people?
Oh, it's a blast. You know, it's I think musical theater is just such a wonderful way to express yourself, especially if you are a singer, because it's like when the spoken word isn't enough, we sing. And it's just a wonderful, it's a wonderful way to express yourself.
And musical theater is a uniquely American invention, starting back with Oklahoma, with cowboys dancing.
And I grew up watching all the
really?
You know, when the Los Angeles Civic Light Opera used to have, way back in the like mid-70s, had a Civic Light Opera. I grew up watching Sally Ann Howes and Sound of Music and The King and I. And I grew up watching all the stuff, so now I'm able to do it myself.
So this is a fulfillment of a dream.
It is. It is.
And Eric, when did you first think you wanted to be an actor?
Since I was a little kid, both my parents were entertainers.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. So
show business family.
Big time, big time. So so I kind of followed their lead, and they got me involved with the children's chorus when I was very young, and I was doing Gilbert and Sullivan and stuff like that. So
were they singers too?
Yeah. Actually, they met in a singing group together. My mom used to sing with the Carpenters. My dad used to be
with the Carpenters.
Yeah.
And you'll be appearing at the Carpenter Center.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So it's kind of funny how it all comes full circle like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Any preferences to the type of production you like to be in? Musical? Do you do non-musicals, or is it pretty strictly musicals?
I have done non-musicals. As of late, it's been pretty strictly musicals, and that's where I've been able to make my bread and butter. But but I'm happy to have variety, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to play roles that have been diverse from role to role.
And including the MC in Cabaret, which is a fantastic show.
Yeah.
The old Joel Grey part.
Exactly. And
he's an amazing performer. Yeah. Eric is like, I call him the Meryl Streep of musical theater. He he can transform
really
into anything. He's really amazing. When he did the MC, he shaved himself completely bald. He was phenomenal.
Well,
great talent.
I've had the pleasure and honor of interviewing quite a few of the cast of Musical Theater West and International City Theater, just like this. And to me, and I also go to the shows to see you on stage, And to me, the transformation from, you know, two people sitting here, you know, nice people talking and all, what you do when you get up on the stage, to me, it's a miracle. Would you explain how you do that?
Well, lights, bells and whistles, makeup, costumes, wigs, that helps a lot. But I think it's just, you know, it's written in the page. You know, we're just the vessels it goes through.
But what a vessel.
Thank you.
Now, you also do television. Tell us your preference and the difference between doing something on TV versus on
the stage. I've shot one thing on television. I was in Geppetto, the Drew Carey Disney TV movie musical thing.
Okay.
From the what a sentence. It's a Pinocchio story from Geppetto's point of view. And I had, like, maybe four lines, and I, you know, rehearsed a week and shot a week, and I was exhausted. I don't know how people
do
it.
For four lines.
I don't know how people do it. I don't, stopping and starting and stopping and starting. And I'm just used to winding up your engine, going for an hour and a half, taking a break, then going for another hour, and you're done. But, boy, it's a whole other world.
Yeah. Eric, what does the feedback mean that you get from the audience? And do audiences vary from night to night?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And in many cases, the audience is a part of the production as much as we are.
Would you explain that? Because a lot of people don't believe it.
Well, they believe
that you pay your money, you sit there, and it has no impact on you guys.
No. It's very... An audience is very important. And stage is magical because... you have one shot to get it right in one evening, and the audience contributes to that.
So would you say it's too strong to say it's a partnership between the performers and the audience?
That's a good way to put it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a dance. We give, they respond. I mean, it's, yeah.
So you take energy off the audience.
Absolutely.
And that's what I think makes it special for an audience. And
so it actually impacts your performance, the reaction of an audience.
Yeah, because we're there with them, you know. I mean, it's different than a movie, and that's why I think it's so special to be a part of.
Well, I think you won't want to miss seeing these two wonderful people and also the other stars of Ragtime appearing February 19th through March 6th at the beautiful Carpenter Center at the Long Beach State Campus. So thank you so much for joining us here in Straight Talk, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the stage.
Thank you. Cheers.
Stay tuned for more of our show. We'll be back after these messages.